This is a spoiler-filled review of The Incredibles 2, starring a bunch of folks you may know. Almost everyone from the original movie came back. Craig T. Nelson came back. Holly Hunter came back. Also, Sarah Vowell. Spencer Fox didn't come back for Dashiell Parr. A new character is here now. Huck Milner is playing Dashiell Parr. Also, Samuel Jackson came back for his Frozone character. And they replaced the Rick Dickner character with Jonathan Banks from Everyone Call Sal or whatever. Better Call Sal. That series there. So he's there playing that character. Sophia Bush is there as well. Isabella Rossellini. And Catherine Keener. And also you can say, Bob Odenkirk. Yeah, that completes your cast right there. If you haven't watched this movie, how dare you? You should definitely go and stop this review right now. Go watch it, then come back to this, because I'm about to spoil the crap out of this movie. So the synopsis is as follows, and you can find this on Rotten Tomatoes. Everyone's favorite family of superheroes is back in Incredibles 2, but this time Helen is in the spotlight, leaving Bob at home with Violet and Dash to navigate the day-to-day heroics of normal life. It's a tough transition for everyone, made tougher by the fact that the family is still unaware of baby Jack-Jack's emerging powers. When a new villain hatches a brilliant and dangerous plot, the family and Frozone must find a way to work together again, which is easier said than done, even when they're all incredible. So yeah, that's the movie in a nutshell for the most part. First and foremost, this movie was masterpiece, kind of, or close enough to it. For a sequel, it did well. It only dropped off for me a little bit, so if I had to score it, it would be like half a point lower than Incredibles 1, and I'm going to mention why it's half a point lower, but for the most part, you still have the feels for it. The family still feels like a family. The fact that it continues right after Incredibles 1, like the second Incredibles 1 ends, Incredibles 2 begins, that's a great feature. I wasn't sure about it at first when they mentioned that there wasn't a time jump, because it's been 14 years since the first movie. So that kind of confused me for like a second or two. But seeing this movie and how it was, I'm perfectly fine with it. And I like the fact that they featured Elastigirl in this one instead of Mr. Incredible, because he played a big role in the first movie. So them going to her character for this movie here was a great move, by far. So going over more good stuff, I think Jack-Jack character was amazing. He had quite a few people laughing in the theaters, myself included. There's a whole lot of things that went on with him. Him and the raccoon, that was hilarious. That sequence there just made me laugh. Almost everything that Jack-Jack was in would make you laugh. There's no doubt about it. Either laugh or make you feel some kind of emotion. But it's definitely great emotions from that character there. It was just strictly amazing. Dashiell's character is still an amazing character as well. You still feel his youth and the amount of fun he has and portrays, and it just is really, really amazing. Violet's character wasn't there as much, which I'm kind of surprised, because it felt like she did have a step up from the original movie, but still yet she wasn't featured as much, which is fine. I'm guessing that's okay, because there's quite a bit of characters that they had to introduce in the second movie here, so I'm perfectly fine with that. Frozone's character was amazing as well. Every scene he was in was a great scene. I feel like his character is definitely evolving. Seeing his wife, hearing his wife actually, hilarious again. I kind of wish they had more of her, because when the trailer came out, that was such a funny moment. I wish they had a little bit more of her, but I understand why they didn't. So that's cool with me. The new heroes that they brought out was a great addition as well. I like some of the Void's character was just a good character. Her powers were amazing. She helped out quite a bit through the whole movie. And she kind of was a forefront of the new superheroes, which I really liked. All in all, the vibe of the movie just felt great. you're more or less taking the family and experiencing Incredibles 1 over again, kind of, but just featuring a new story, which is definitely a great thing to come with it. But with all great things, there's also bad things. And I feel, well, not really bad things, not great things, I mean. For this movie, I felt that the villain wasn't strong. The villain was kind of weak. You figure out that the sister is the main villain, which for me, it felt like a weak move. They could have done something else. I wish they would have went on with another character, which I'll say in my what I would change later in this review. But for me, I felt that their villain wasn't as strong as it could have been, especially for this 14-year hiatus. I felt that they could have strengthened that villain a little bit more and make it to the point where that villain was formidable. I feel like this villain's too easily beaten. You take off glasses off the victim, and that's basically it. You defeat the villain. So for me, it felt weak. It felt like there wasn't any obstacles for the Parr family to go through besides, you know, themselves. That's basically it. So for me, that's part there. It felt like a weak addition, and they could have done a whole lot better with that one. Another thing that felt kind of weird in a sense was the fact that you could tell who the villain was so early. It felt weird. Like, I kind of wish they had a little more secrecy with it, and I kind of wish it kind of hit you and it's like, oh, I never thought that would be that. Or they would have just told you from jump, say, yo, this is the villain, boom, enjoy it, let's see how they either win or lose, which is fine by me. And I feel that could have been changed quite a bit. Besides that, that's probably the major thing that I found wrong with this movie, was just the villain. Because everything else is pretty solid, to be honest. On to my what I would change about this movie, which would be the villain. It would be to a point where I would change the villain from being the brother-sister combo. Well, not really brother-sister combo. It's just the sister herself. I'll change it from her to a relative of Syndrome. That would have been better. It would have been better if it was a relative of Syndrome, and the fact that he died in the first part, this character could have came up and said, you killed my cousin, brother, sister, aunt, uncle, whatever you want to make that person related to Syndrome, just have them have some kind of relation piece with that and have them try to get revenge on the Parr family. I would have been fine with that. I would have been fine with he would have orchestrated the whole screen slaver thing. I would have been fine with that as well, because then it would have had a layer of, okay, there's a bigger thing going besides this. It felt like Syndrome was such a great character in part one that they could have added on something else that would have continued in part two, especially after you continued right after those events and just made it where, all right, someone's coming out with revenge, this person here is their sibling, whatever have you, and they kind of idolize Syndrome, and that could have been a great kind of feature there. Which brings me back to one more thing that I failed to mention. The motivation for the villain, it felt kind of weird. That speaks also to the weakness of the villain as well. If your villain wants to make sure that superheroes are never legalized, why does she allow the signing of the document on the boat? That felt weird to me, just because if you didn't want them to get legalized, you should have had them wreck that event and go from there rather than let them sign the document. It felt like a weird play, and it's like, why did you allow that? That's weird. Like, you could have stopped before that happened. Like, you could have caused more danger. You could have made it where it would have went worse than that. It felt like it wasn't a complete villain. That's basically what it came down to. That's another thing that came to mind when I was thinking about how weak this villain is. And if that had a better villain, this movie would have been at least like a 95, 97 in my mind. But as right now, I think it's like an 87-ish for me. Just because the villain is a major thing that wasn't as strong as I would like it to be. So that's my thought process on that. If you enjoyed my review on this Incredibles 2 review, let me know in the comments down below. If you don't like my review, let me know as well. I'd like to hear from any kind of feedback whatsoever. You can find me on social media. on all the social medias at DwightAntC. That's DwightAntC. Again, that's DwightAntC. I'll catch you viewers next time.